I'm sorry. I.
Below the underground. This is off the beaten track.
Get down off a cross alive, but if they mean to kill you, you die.
Yeah. Bunsen disease, scattered few. Before that, Argyle Park and something new from Saint kick things off. Got a comedic look at a very serious subject today, and that is choice versus life. And in lieu of the fact that Jesus said, I and the Father are one. We're going to get into his face and say, are you a lunatic? Are you a liar? Or are you who you say you are? And for those that perpetuate the notion that Jesus never rose from the dead, he never was dead. He just fainted. Well, we're going to be driving a nail into that notion. Hang.
Red alert! Stormfront approaching! Everybody put on your gear!
It's Everything Saint. SaintSide.com. New.
The hammer and the anvil.
Classic.
Life is a morning. Truth is the morning.
Live and DVD. Official Saint website, saintside.com.
Out on the barren street, just outside of town.
Don't be fooled by imitations. Get the original.
Nobody special.
You live in a world where everyone's cold. Hey, what are you trying to do? You ruined my record. You were sitting here.
Check out their not-so-special website. www.nobodyspecial.net.
Get off and stay off the beaten track.
This is side two. If you want to play the record from the beginning, please turn over.
Mother, do you know where my Live at Budokan album is?
You must not interfere with us here, Reverend Hale.
BCTV and the Friendly Physicians Coalition presents Discover DNX. And now, here's your host, Pete Blockade.
Hello, what a great day to you. Are you having a great day out there? Very good. But if you're not, it could be due to either an unwanted pregnancy or a lawsuit due to a botched abortion. If these problems plague you, don't go away. We've got good news for you. As we explore the hopeful and foolproof world of dilation and extraction, the DNX procedure. Our guest is Dr. Hess Hessman. Now, doctor, you perform DNX, so you can tell us exactly what all is involved. Spare no details. Our audience is here to be educated.
Well, Pete, DNX is performed in the third trimester. The tissue is extracted up to the neck.
Pardon me, doctor, but wouldn't that be more than just tissue?
Well, yes. We'll go ahead and call it a fetus.
But a woman can give birth in the third trimester. Surely it's more than a fetus.
Okay. Oh, all right. It's a baby. But you must remember, a woman's right to choose reigns supreme through the full 9 months or birth, whichever comes first.
Oh, yes, 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 absolutely. Thank you so much for that reassuring point. Now, you must forgive me. I didn't mean to interrogate you. I was recently exposed to some pro-life propaganda and had an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny bit of apprehension about your procedure. You see, in an attempt to do the responsible thing, I had a lady friend of mine take advantage of your procedure. I wasn't questioning your integrity, but now you've set my mind at ease, reminding me that the right to choose does, in fact, reign supreme. Now, let's hear more about this intriguing breakthrough.
Well, after delivering the infant from the womb up to the neck, a pair of scissors puncture the back of the neck into the brain, and then a suction tube is inserted so the brains can be extracted, and then the skull is then collapsed, ensuring termination.
Ooh, now that does sound rather gruesome.
Well, that's actually a very subjective term, Pete. What's gruesome to one is perfectly unoffensive to another. So logically, a case cannot be made that it is, in fact, conclusively, i.e., in everyone's opinion, gruesome.
Well, you've certainly made a case that a case can't be made. Well, what happens next?
Well, the tissue is removed and then properly disposed of.
You know, doctor, I was just going to challenge you on using the term tissue again, but then I realized the brain has been removed. The heart has stopped. The infant is now lifeless and is therefore reverted back to the mere status of tissue.
Exactly.
I just don't understand why these pro-life propagandists are so emotional. It's mere tissue you're discarding.
That's right, Pete. And it's all due to the miracles of modern medical science.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for this insightful look at DNX the procedure. Next, we'll look at DNX the benefits. But first, information for those already sold on this progressive new procedure.
That's right. As Pete and Dr. Hessman pointed out, DNX is the perfect guilt-free third trimester procedure. And our instructional video course, Discover DNX, can show you absolutely everything you need to know about DNX. The course includes all the necessary tools and the instructional video with easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions, making it ideal for the out-of-work or underpaid physician. And money-saving tips on how to advertise and get the word out that you're available to perform DNX. Also, there's more! 10 easy ways for you ladies to track down these willing physicians and give them the course in exchange for a discount on the procedure equal to or greater than the cost of the course. That's right, Discover DNX. All this and so much more. So if you're ready to act now on this incredible offer, simply phone toll-free 1-800-DNX-4ME. That's 1-800-DNX, the number 4, M-E-E. And now, back to Pete Pluckett and Dr. Hess Hessman.
Thank you, we're back. As the doctor pointed out earlier, the procedure ensures termination, making it perfect for physicians concerned about reducing lawsuits due to botched abortions. Speaking of this, Doctor, my understanding is that DNX has helped reduce unsightly lawsuits in your practice. Is this true?
Yes, Pete, that's right. Not one lawsuit since I started using DNX.
Excellent. And of course, DNX is perfect not only for the physician, but also for you indecisive ladies out there choosing to abort well after the heartbeat and kicking has begun.
Which I must interject is reason enough to abort. The kicking alone could keep the mother awake all night long.
Oh, yes, I would think so. Now, Doctor, in closing, I'm seeing that this not only liberates a young lady of an unwanted pregnancy, but more so, it liberates you, the doctors, from burdensome lawsuits that keep you from implementing these wonderful advances in modern medical science, making all life a little bit better for all mankind. Thank you so much, Doctor, for being here, and you, our audience, thank you for joining us in our exciting journey of the enlightening, liberating, botch-proof world of DNX. Thank you, and God bless you.
So, if you'd like to order the instructional video course, Discover DNX, which includes the video, a precision incision device, and a high-end vacuum, with a free set of replacement bags, simply have your Visa or MasterCard ready and call now. Our operators are standing by. Phone 1-800-DNX-4ME. That's 1-800-DNX-4ME. Call now.
Apologetics.
No apologies, man.
Apologetics.
Do you believe that Jesus was a good man? You cannot believe that he is a good man, because it only makes him a liar if he was not who he said he was. It makes that possibility eradicated. He could not be a good man if he was a man who lived a total lie from his birth to his death. You could never describe a liar as a good man. Of course, it's fashionable today to say that Jesus was only a good man. You go to our universities, many of them. You read academic books, sometimes theological books. And those books tell us that Jesus was a good man. Do you know why they say that? Well, they don't want to offend Christians. Yet they don't say that Jesus was God, because if they claimed that Jesus was God, well, that would offend everyone who wasn't a Christian. So what they do is they say neither, and they think that that offends no one. But you know what the truth is tonight? And we are only interested in truth. The truth is that by doing that and by claiming nothing about Christ, they offend not Christians or non-Christians, but they offend pure common sense and logic.
Retro Flashback.
The Lifesavers from the independent release, A Skid.
Many looking, not many finding, lost within their fight. What you looking, what you gonna find, yeah, don't you know it's right? Bury in the dark, I dare the temple to the night. They're lost, they're scared, cause they don't use Christ, it's right, yeah, 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 yeah. Wanna talk about it? Yes, I mean you. Wanna pray about it? It's cold.
Off the new Veritas vinyl re-release of Nailed, this is The Crucible.
The effect of that is if he does not push up on his legs to take his weight off the arms, he cannot breathe, which is why it is death by suffocation. It's very slow suffocation. And that's the process initially in the beginning of dying on the cross that the poor person does. He first of all, to catch a breath, pushes up on his feet, but his feet are nailed in between these tarsal bones, and to do so causes tearing of the flesh as the nail slides up towards, between the metatarsals rather, and it tears up towards the tarsal bones. until once it reaches the tarsal bones, it can't go any further, and then you've sort of got something rigid to push on. But you can't push for very long because your legs are in the half-bent position. And remember, at this point, before getting there, our Lord was half-dead already because of the scourging that he had. Now, there's an interesting thing that occurred right after that, was that the Jews around there were concerned that the next day was a Sabbath. It wasn't just any Sabbath, it was a high Sabbath. And their tradition didn't permit them to have people hanging on crosses when sunset occurred. And so they asked the Roman soldiers to go and break the legs of the people on the cross. The two thieves were still alive. They were still alive because they hadn't suffered the whipping and scourging that our Lord had suffered. And so they broke the legs of the two thieves, because that then prevented them from pushing up on their feet to breathe. And once they couldn't push up on their feet, death came very quickly, because it was death by suffocation. So when they came to our Lord, though, the centurion saw that he had already died, and to make sure that he took a spear and he stuck it in his side. And in the side of his body, the spear would have gone up either above the diaphragm or under the diaphragm into the chest, and then released all of this fluid, which would come out as clear fluid. And it looks, plasma looks like a golden colored clear fluid. And so here you see the water and blood flowing out. And the amount of the volume of that fluid can be quite great.
Feeble Man Bailing on You with Saint, from the new CD, Desperate Nights.
About to die like him, no cock would crow. is totally depraved and rebellious to the perfect will of the creator of the universe who loved the world so much that he took on human flesh to be crucified as a sacrifice for our sins, then rose again, conquering death and offering heaven as a reality to all those who accept him and banishing those who reject him to an eternal hell.
Something to that effect, yes.